have any quality with God. Neither do you, nor anyone else. We're reminded of what the scripture says in 2 Peter 3, verse 29, that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as men are passionate, but long willing, and that is long suffering, not willing that any should perish. Well, that's the word, not willing. Not willing that any should perish. For the joy of it. What is waiting for us?
Morning. gospel in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Why was God pleased? Why was he satisfied? Because Jesus endured the cross all for the joy of it. You see, anything that pleased the Father brought joy to the Son. Anything that pleases the Father ought to bring joy to us. Knowing again that when we do God's will, he's glorified. When we do God's will, he's satisfied. Don't we want to satisfy God? We want people to satisfy us. Even in things that are wrong. And I hope we don't go into things that are wrong. But even things that are wrong, we want to be satisfied in it. That's the natural man. How much more things that are spiritual should we want to satisfy our God? And that's why God was always with Jesus. John chapter 8 and verse 29. He says, the Father that sent me has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Why did he do always those things that pleased him? It was all for the joy of it. All because of the joy that was set before him. So again, by enduring the cross, he accomplished his Father's will. Even after praying, let this cup pass from me. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. How much richer our lives tonight, this evening, would be if everything that we did it for the joy of it. If we were more, if the things that we did were motivated by joy, every opportunity that we have to worship him would be so much richer. We know what the psalmist said, don't we? In Psalms 122, verse 1, he says, I was glad. I see some joy in that, don't you? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. That's joy. The very first song we sang tonight, I believe it was the first one, as the deer panteth after the water. He says, so have I longed for thee. Do we really long to worship God like that? You know, a deer, if we're not familiar with deer, if you didn't grow up in the country like I did, you're probably not familiar with deer. Well, no doubt many of you had pets or have pets. If they're on the outside or even on the inside or whatever, if they've been running and playing and they get hot, they want some water to drink. They're panting. They're longing for that water bowl. That's what that song is talking about. He said, just like the deer is panting, longing for the water, that's the same way I long for the time to go and worship my God. So the psalmist says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. It would be so much easier for folks to come and worship at every opportunity if they did it for the joy of it. I'm convinced tonight that some people don't necessarily do it for the joy of it. They do it, many of them, for the habit of it. It's a good habit to have, but that habit ought to be motivated by joy. How much richer our service to mankind would be if we did that all for the joy of it. To be like Christ ought to bring joy to our lives, because that should be our aim, to be like Christ. As a matter of fact, that's God's purpose for us, to to be like Christ. Romans 8 and verse 29 says that we've been predestined, predetermined to conform to the image of his dear son. That's God's plan for us. Knowing that then when we are like Christ, we are fulfilling God's purpose in our lives, knowing again that we're going to be rewarded, it ought to bring joy to us. So when we learn how Christ served, when we serve like Christ, again, it brings joy to us. And the reason why we would want to serve like Christ is because of the joy that's set before us. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 20, verse 25, beginning. He said, but Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them. They that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. So when we learn that Jesus came to be a servant, and when we learn that we are to conform to the image of Jesus, so if I can just humbly be a servant, then I know I'm like Jesus, and that ought to bring joy to my life. So why do I serve? Why do you serve? Why should we serve? We should serve all for the joy of it. Not again for what somebody can say about us, but for the joy of it. How much easier it would be for us to be kind and to be loving to others if we did it for the joy of it. Again, God loved us. God was kind to us because of the joy of knowing that he would redeem a fallen world back to him through the giving of his son. So the scripture says in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of who? God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Why did God give his son to die for us? Because he loved us. Why do we give ourselves to the service of God in being kind and loving to one another? Because we want to be like God, all for the joy of it. How much easier it would be for us to even reach out to the lost if we would do it for the joy of it. Because when we reach out to the lost and when we are effective in gaining them, it brings joy even to heaven. The parable of the shepherd who left the 99 and went out and found that one lost sheep. The Bible says in Luke 15 and verse 7, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in where? Heaven. Over one sinner that repenteth. More than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. When we gain a soul from the devil, it brings joy to heaven. And whatever brings joy to heaven ought to bring joy to us. So we do all we can in trying to reach out, all for the joy of it. We study even his precious word for the joy of it. Psalms 119 and verse 97, the psalmist says, oh, how love I thy law, O God. It's my meditation all the day. That looked like some joy in that. Verse 103 of the same psalm says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. When you talk about something that tastes good. You're talking about something that brings joy to you. Anybody made a banana pudding today, a good banana pudding? That'll bring joy to me. I love banana pudding. The psalmist says, I love the word of God. It tastes good to me. How much easier and how much more beneficial it would be to us if we studied God's word for the joy of it. Again, in knowing if we obey it, it would bring eternal life to our souls. How much more we could patiently endure the inflictions in our lives if we did that for the joy of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, Paul says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Tell us tonight that we find strength to do more than we think we can do when we do it for the joy of it. That job, again, that I talked about when I began, it may be a job that we really don't like to do, but we find strength to do it because we know we're going to be rewarded for it. Let's find strength to do the will of the Master. To know then what awaits us when we are faithful in doing the will of God should keep us pressing toward that goal with joy. For indeed, when we are rewarded with that new Jerusalem, with that heavenly city, we'll have joy unspeakable. And we can truly sing hallelujah by and by. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is gone and set down on the right hand of the throne of God. Why did he do it? All for the joy of it. Why do we do what we do in obeying the will of God? I hope and I trust and I encourage us to do it for the joy of it. And when we do it for the joy of it, how much more joyous it will be to us. If you're here then tonight, you're subject to the call of the gospel, we want to encourage you to believe in Jesus as the Son of God, to repent of your past sins, to confess your faith or your belief in Jesus, and then to go down in a water grave of baptism for the remission of sins. Come up, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things will become new. The Lord will add you to his church. And then live out a faithful life, all for the joy of it. And in the end, Jesus will say, well done. If you're here then tonight and you need to come, we beg you to come. If you're here tonight and somehow being a Christian has become mundane to you, I want to encourage you to redouble and rededicate your efforts and start being a Christian for the joy of it. Because joy is coming. We be a real and a genuine Christian. So if there's anything that you need to correct in your life, do that tonight by repentance. And if you need to confess before us, do that. Or maybe you just need prayer. Whatever your need is tonight, we encourage you to do that. Do it right now while we stand, while we sing. And close our eyes against the light, oh sinner, harden not your heart. He say, oh, tonight, while
tonight. One on tonight. One on tonight. One on tonight. Will thou be saved? Will thou be saved? And voila tonight.
Is that one that needs to come? Is that one that needs to come? Would you come? Would you come?
To bless a long deluded sigh. This is the time old and divine. It's a all tonight. Why not tonight? Why not tonight? Why not tonight? Why not tonight? Will thou be saved? Will thou be saved? Voila tonight.
I want to ask the church to pray for our family. It's been a real rough day, but especially pray for my younger sister. She was rushed to the ER right before we came in for evening worship. And I'm very concerned about her. It's concerning the same issue she had a couple of months ago where she was in the hospital. And so just pray for her that she'll have peace, that we all have peace while they try to get her the help she needs. Just I need y'all to pray for me because I feel myself. I've gotten very weary with a lot of things, and I try to have a positive mindset and all that, but I know sometimes God got need to help do a little bit more to help me, you know, think straight or, you know, not give up or quit about different things. Not that I want to quit. I'm just kind of tired. So I just ask y'all to pray for our family and pray that God just helps me to just pace myself when making decisions.
We thank God so much for our sister who has stood before us tonight. You've heard a statement. Would you bow with me at this time while we pray on her behalf? Our God and our Father, we come before you thanking you for being a loving God who always wants the best for us. And you have done the best for us in giving your Son to die on the cross. Father, we are so thankful. We could never repay you for that. Father, we pray that we will so live our lives to show much appreciation for what you have done by obedience to your will. We come now on behalf of Sister Hicks, dear God. We're praying, first of all, for her sister. We pray, dear God, that things will be well with her, that the medical professionals will be able to exercise the abilities and the skills and the knowledge that you've granted them with to attend to her needs, dear God, and we pray that you would make her better and that she'll be able to lead a normal life with her health. We're praying for that entire family, dear God, that you would just strengthen them even during this time as they are concerned about her well-being, knowing that you are in control, dear God, and that you can remedy any situation. So just bless them with the comfort and the peace of knowing that. We pray, secondly, dear God, on behalf of Sister Janeri, dear God, we realize that in this life that because of all of the things that we are confronted with, that time and time again, we may become weary. But help her, O Lord, to rest in the encouragement that Paul wrote to the Galatian Christians when he said, "Let us not grow weary in well doing. For in due time we'll reap if we faint not." Help her then, Father, not to faint. Help her not to give up, but to keep holding on to your unchanging hand. Strengthen her, dear God, and help her to be strong. And Father, bless her in a mighty, mighty way. And again, bless that entire family according to your will.
In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we pray this prayer. Amen.
Let's be with the ones that are partaking of this communion and go back and remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life for us so we may have the opportunity to be with him in heaven, to be with our Lord for eternity. He gave his life, crucified, died, and he suffered a lot, as it was stated earlier, just for us. And we do have a lot to be thankful for because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we like to take this time to say thank you so much for everything, Lord. We have so many blessings, Father, and we have